Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling The Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
It's time for Marky Mark.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It is time for Marky Mark. And, you know, I've shot, there's foxes in Ponte Vedra Beach just roaming around. Just a bunch of foxes roaming around in Ponte Vedra, which is weird because usually you just see cougars hanging out down there. Anyway, hey, listen, before we get into the big meat of the day today, before we get into the big story, I thought I came across a bunch of stuff that that I want to talk about, but I thought we would also try something new. It's, you know, it's been a while since we've given away some fun stuff. And this is a story today that I think could yield a little, you know, instead of just reporting the news, I like this to be an interactive experience. You know, I like you to be able to be involved, and I like to make it a little more fun than your typical, you know, boring, angry news show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce this first big story today. The main thing that's got a lot of people up in arms and very concerned. The main thing that we want to talk about, but I'm going to introduce it with a sound like a sound effect. This is a clip of audio. In fact, I thought we would gamify the whole process instead of just playing the sound effect because it's really unique. It's really unique. I'd like to see if anyone out there can guess what it is. So it's like a secret sound type thing. I'm going to play the sound. You can call in. 340-1045 is the number. It's toll free, 904 area code, 340-1045. And if you correctly identify what the sound is, then we'll give you a, you know what? We have a fantastic WOKV tumbler, like coffee mug, what, insulated coffee travel mug. And we'll give you one of those News 104.5 WOKV insulated coffee mugs if you can tell me what this secret. Are you guys ready? This should be exciting. This is the gamification of news. This is the next step in news talk radio broadcasting. And we kick it off right now. Look, I even got an intro.
Mark Kay's secret sound.
I didn't say it was a good intro. I just said it was an intro. So here we go. This is not a sound that I made up. This is not a sound that, you know, that Josh and Tim, our producers, put together. This is just a sound from an actual news story. This is something that is being reported on, and I want you to listen very carefully. And the first person who can correctly identify it, like I said, wins that News 104.5 WOKV travel mug. Here it is. Turn up your radio. Tell everyone around you, shh. Tell them to be quiet. Crank it up and listen very carefully. Some heavy breathing in there. It's like Darth Vader was in that video. Anyway, 340-1045. If you can tell me what that was the sound of, it directly ties into one of the largest news stories of the day. It is pulled directly from a news story, something that affects a lot of people, something that a lot of people are concerned about, and something that is being widely reported this morning. And again, if you can correctly identify, this is good. We'll get into it here in just a minute. But if you can correctly identify what that is, we'll give you a special prize. Here it is. I'll play it a little bit more. One more time. Here we go. Yeah, that's Billy. Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What's your guess? What do you think that is?
Hillary smashing up her electronic device.
That's right. It's bleach bidding the, yeah. No, that's a really good guess. But I'm sorry, that's not it. Peter, thanks for calling the Markay Show. What's your guess at that secret sound?
I had the same guess.
Oh, you're all... Mike from Jacksonville. I don't think she breathes that heavy. Mike from Jacksonville, what's your guess?
I'd say Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky.
Okay. that would explain the heavy breathing. Yeah, that does sound, you know, that could actually, that's not a horrible guess either. No, it's nothing to do with the Clintons. 340-1045 is the number if you want to take a crack at it. Rick from Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah, what's your guess?
Were those the shots fired at the Waffle House?
No. But now you're thinking like a news story. I appreciate that guess. That was not it. But it is a sound taken directly from a news story that has happened within the last 48 hours. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. This is Larry. Larry, what do you think that is?
I don't know. It sounds like the opening credits for Miami Vice played backwards.
Wow, that was very random. That's not it at all. That's not it at all. Listen carefully one more time. Just if you're like a handy person, you'll definitely understand. And you just think about it. You're like a handyman, or you like to work with your, you know, like to build stuff. Listen carefully, and that may help you out a little bit. All right, we'll take a couple more here, see if we can get a winner. Bryce, how are you?
Hey, is it a CNC machine?
What is a CNC machine?
Like a machine that fabricates parts and stuff like that?
No, but you're very close. Jeremy.
Oh,
what's your guess?
I'm thinking it's somebody blowing up balloons.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
It does.
I'll tell you what, it is not somebody blowing up balloons. But that, too, is a very, very interesting guess. You know what? It's really important when you think about. All right. You know what? I'll take one more guess here. And if we don't get a winner, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Annette.
Yes.
What's your guess?
I believe it's the bird that attacked the guy on the golf course in Adrian, Michigan.
the guy in high school who got attacked by a goose.
Oh, well.
It does.
But he got knocked all over the place.
Oh, my God. That was the crazy. You saw those photos, I assume, right?
Yes.
You know, you're right. It does sound a little like a goose honking. And that was an amazing photo. I'm sorry. That is not it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. No problem. No winner. But I'm going to tell you what it is.
Markay's secret sound.
That sound today is the sound of an angry Yeti cooler owner taking his Yeti travel coffee mug, putting it into a vice grip, and slowly tightening the vice grip around it until he squeezes the life out of that Yeti cooler. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Why? You hear it now, right? I know what you're thinking. Why is this guy destroying a perfectly good and very expensive Yeti cooler? Well, the answer is because Yeti is the latest in a long line of companies to pull their support and their discount programs from the NRA. And this guy, in response, took a video camera, took his heavy breathing, went to the shop, opened up the vice grips, put the cup right inside, and just started squeezing. He had video of the whole thing. But he wasn't the only one. This set off this whole announcement from Yeti and a letter that the NRA sent to its members saying Yeti coolers, which really has been marketing as part of the outdoorsman's, you know, must have supply, selling $500 coolers and $50 travel mugs and, you know, all sorts of really expensive equipment to people who are trying to keep beer cold and game cold and more beer cold. And, you know, whatever sometimes you shoot off your finger out there. You need to keep it on ice while you get it to the hospital. Yeti has been a huge part of that outdoor sportsman movement. And now the fact that they've cut ties with the NRA has angered so many people. So many NRA members who have also spent a pretty penny on Yeti products are just the latest group. I'll be honest, I thought we were done with this whole thing. I thought all the NRA boycotts, I thought all the let's sever ties with the organization, let's get rid of the discounts, I thought that was all over. Not so. Yeti has kicked off a whole new movement called the Yeti Challenge. And there are people all over Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and they are destroying their Yeti coolers and products in glorious fashion using explosives and guns and vice grips, as we heard right there. And in fact, in just a minute, I have several clips of angry people using their firearms, ironically, to lay waste to their Yeti products. We'll play those here for you. Some of them, I mean, really, people are really angry. 340-1045 is the number. This is the Markay Show. That audio coming up.
This is our topic.
Next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. By the way, thanks to Bob for pointing out that they're not vice grips. It's just a vice. And vice grips are like pliers that you can lock, which is true, and that was my fault. I knew that. This is just a vice that's attached to the table, and then you can put your anti-Second Amendment Yeti product in there and then just squeeze it, and it just crushes it, which a lot of people are. I have a lot more audio. I have people exploding or blowing up their Yetis. I have them shooting them with guns. I have them doing both. We're going to get to that here in just a minute, but Mike's in Jacksonville. Mike, you also plan on destroying your Yeti somehow.
I do, and it's interesting because I was literally taking a sip as you gave the news that they had just, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have four of them. I have one, I have two. My wife has one, and my son has one. I'm also an NRA instructor, have been with the NRA. Interesting that the school system checks failed, the local police failed, the national, at a national level or federal level failed, and the NRA gets the blame for the shooting. It's just absolutely incredible. I will actually be at the range tomorrow, and I plan on taking all four of mine and dispatching them at the range.
That's a great idea. Be sure to videotape that and send it to me. I'll put it up on my Facebook. Don't hold back, Mike. Let us know how you really feel. Yeti can kiss my ass. All right, I'm going to take him to the ring. And look, here's what happened. Basically, it started off by Yeti severing ties with the NRA, much like other companies have done. The NRA sent a letter out because this one, I feel like this one really hurts. I mean, you lose a car company, you use an airline like BFD, right? I mean, who cares? But when Yeti, which is an organization or a company that markets directly to hunters, that markets directly to sportsmen, that creates products that are supposed to help sportsmen and hunters, when they partner with the largest sportsman and hunting organization in the NRA and then cut ties with them, it does seem like whoever made that decision in the Yeti organization isn't really understanding their audience. They're not really clear on who it is they're marketing their products to and the people that are actually buying the products. It seems like an odd decision. And the NRA, probably just sick and tired of being blamed for everything gun-related, sent out a letter to all of its members, said, hey, look, they said they're not going to support our foundation anymore. They're not going to help the kids that we help. They're severing ties. They've cut out their discount program. Well, Yeti sent out a statement yesterday, and they probably should have not done this because the first thing I saw was their statement. I didn't know anything about this until I started seeing people retweeting Yeti's statement. And I think that was the second mistake that their marketing team made, because now I'm reading this statement and that's really the thing that notified me to the entire story. It's the first thing that notified me to the entire hubbub between Yeti and the NRA, this newfound feud, which it just seems very, I mean, it seems like it's one of the most, least obvious, I guess, of all the feuds or all of the companies to drop their NRA support. Anyway, so much like everyone else has been doing, people have been taking their Yeti products out to the field, and they've been, like this guy Mike just said, they've been dispatching them with their firearms, with their explosives, the vice grips, that kind of thing. I have one here. I'll play you one. All right, let me play you this one quickly. This is a guy who is taking his Yeti, as he's in South Carolina. He filled it with explosives I don't know what kind. He filled it with explosives. He put the explosives and the Yeti in the middle of a field, drove his truck about 100 yards away, got out what appears to be some kind of rifle with a massively large scope on it, and then shot the explosive-filled Yeti cooler. Here's what happened. Damn. Yeah, that's about the best thing you can say. You hear the shot, and then you hear the explosion right after that.
Yeah. There goes that Yeti.
There goes.
Damn.
There goes that Yeti. And this is, you know, I think people are almost taking a joy in this kind of thing. These are not cheap. These are not cheap. These are expensive pieces of outdoor equipment. I mean, I've got a bunch of free coffee mugs right here, or coffee coolers right here. You go try and buy a Yeti, it's like $35. It does keep your coffee hot for like a century, but whatevs. 340-1045. I got some more audio. I got two women shooting their Yeti. I got a guy at the range destroying his Yeti with a rapid-fire pistol of some kind. We'll get to all that audio. And if you've got a Yeti you're thinking of destroying, give me a buzz. 340-1045. This is The Markay Show. We'll be right back.
Markay, getting her done today. Markay is getting her done today. Woo!
Yeah, I am. Later on, I'm gonna take a nap. But right now, we're getting her done. 340-1045 is the number, and we're talking about Yeti, the latest in a long line of companies who have severed their ties with the NRA. Now, Yeti, in all fairness, said they looked at all. In fact, let me read from their official Twitter release. A few weeks ago, Yeti notified the NRA Foundation as well as a number of other organizations that we were eliminating a group of outdated discounting programs. When we notified the NRA Foundation and the other organizations of this change, Yeti explained that we were offering them an alternative customization program broadly available to consumers and organizations, including the NRA Foundation. These facts directly contradict the inaccurate statement the NRA ILA distributed on April 20th. So now Yeti is calling NRA a bunch of liars and saying that's not all at all what happened. Also, these discount programs, it's not just you we took them away from. We got rid of all of them because they were outdated. I don't know if you want to pick a fight with the NRA. They just seem like, you know, like everybody has a gun. I feel like that's, you know, if you're going to argue with a group, you argue with an anti-gun organization, you're probably going to have a better outcome. Anyway, so now people are all ticked off at Yeti, and they're putting their Yeti in a vise and squeezing it. This guy filled his Yeti with explosives, shot it with a gun, watched it explode, and put the whole thing on YouTube.
There goes that Yeti.
Damn.
And he's not the only one. There were these two very attractive young ladies with firearms. They also shot at their Yeti cooler.
Yeti does not support the NRA, so we do not support Yeti.
Less exciting explosion, but, you know, nonetheless, this guy was at a firing range, and he took his Yeti coffee, like, you know, his travel mug. He put it in some kind of holder and just emptied a couple clips into it until the thing fell onto the ground. And this is my favorite, I think. You can hear the clanging. You can hear it. I love the clanging when it, you know, when every time a bullet hits and then when it finally hits the ground. 340-1045 is the number. Yeti seems to have miscalculated their audience here. I don't know. Amy in Jacksonville, what'd you want to say?
Hey, maybe Yeti's not miscalculating their audience. A lot of these companies think their customers are dumb. What do you think? Maybe Yeti's planning on doing this now. Everybody blows up their Yetis. And then they come back in a month and say, we've listened to our customers and we're giving you the discount program again.
Oh, and
now
then everyone,
people have to buy a Yeti again.
Then they have to go out and buy a new Yeti. You know, I think that's definitely a chancy marketing ploy to potentially ostracize your entire market, just in the hopes that they'll go back out and spend another $500. I know I wouldn't, though. If I blew something up for $500, I wouldn't go out and buy a new one. Also, there's another company. Let me make sure it's something I want to say. It's a bunch of letters, but there's another company. It's a direct competitor of Yeti. And in fact, there was a large lawsuit between Yeti and this other company that was just settled because they said that they were stealing their technology. Oh, yeah. RTIC RTIC also makes coolers. RTIC makes similar coolers to Yeti. And they tweeted out yesterday, they tweeted out just a picture of the Second Amendment. You know, just because. just because why not? So RTCI is now sending out pictures of the Second Amendment in the wake of this to remind people, I guess, that they don't care. You know, they don't care about the other companies that are severing ties with the NRA. And maybe the NRA will reach out and there'll be discount programs for this RTIC company. Was it, yeah, RTIC coolers. I don't know what it stands for, but apparently they're jumping in. They're jumping into the fray, too. Bill from Jax, what'd you want to say?
Yes, Yeti blew it big time. There is going to be a lot of Yetis blown up, and when you buy another brand for a replacement, there'll be no need to buy another Yeti.
Yeah.
So they've lost a lot of people forever.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's true. And, you know, you walk into any store, Academy Sports, Bass Pro Shops, you walk into Dick's Sporting Goods back before they stopped selling guns to people under the age of 21. You walk into any of those stores and all you see is Yeti, Yeti, Yeti. There was a time everybody, every boat has a Yeti. Remember there was a situation in Jacksonville where Yeti coolers were getting stolen at the marina. And they were being sold because these things are so expensive and they were in such high demand. And even secondhand Yeti coolers and secondhand Yeti products were reaching, you know, they were getting such a high price on the street. Like the black market value of Yeti was so huge that people were having to lock down their boats because someone was going around the marina at night and stealing all this Yeti stuff because it's so high priced. And now it definitely seems that they shot themselves in the foot. Pun, by the way, totally intended. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. You can also send us an open mic message if you like. Matt in St. Augustine, what'd you want to say, buddy?
Hey, man, that company, the letters stand for Arctic.
That makes sense. Arctic.
That's okay. The founder of that company actually was one of the founders of Yeti. And that's where the big blow-up came in. You can go to any Walmart in the world and buy those insulated cups and coolers that are every bit as good as Yeti for a fraction of the cost.
Oh, that's interesting. So so it's Arctic. That makes more.
Yes.
That makes way more sense than RTIC. And
right.
I appreciate you pointing that out to me before I said it 9,000 more times. But
thank
yeah.
You, have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. All right. So that's the Walmart version of the Yeti. Pretty soon it's just going to be the version of the Yeti because I don't know how much longer. I don't know how these companies are going to bounce back, a lot of them, you know, from some of the backlash. You're talking about a huge number. And the first time we talked about this, we had people calling up Kristen B. Tate, who writes for The Hill. We were talking to her and she said she joined the NRA just to support them. She was like, just because. You know, I figure like if they're going to go to bat for the Second Amendment and all other amendments, too. Because, you know, the entire Constitution, then I should do what I can to support them. This is David. David, what'd you want to say?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to expand upon Arctic. I know a little bit more about the company.
Yeah.
Arctic Coolers was founded by the cousin of the... I'm sorry, I'm butchering this. Two cousins got together and formed a company named Yeti.
Right.
One of the cousins was a sales marketer, and the other was the design engineer.
Right, that's
the guy
was.
That designed Yeti coolers left the company after a falling out with his cousin over management. He founded Arctic Coolers as a direct competitor, and he was using his design. Yeti sued him.
Right.
They felt like the design belonged to them. And the judge that ruled on the case was conflicted so much so that they Arctic, quote unquote, lost the lawsuit, but they didn't lose the right to produce their product. They have to pay a small licensing fee to Yeti for every product they sell.
Oh.
They are in business and direct competitors. They are producing the same exact cooler. A little bit better and a little bit cheaper price.
I'll tell you what, though, the problem with that is if you go out and buy an Arctic, you're still basically giving money to Yeti now. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate the insight, Dave. That was a very thorough history of the cooler companies. Dave in Mandarin, how are you? What do you want to say?
Hey, Yeti was at the top of their game, you know, about 5, 6, 7 years ago when they were the only ones out. But now you can go anywhere and get a competitive item, you know, like the guy said, from Walmart or from Arctic or any other number. I've bought tens of thousands of dollars of Yeti products, And
you bought,
and
hold on. You bought tens of thousands of dollars of Yeti products?
I bought tens of thousands of Yeti products. That, like I said, at one time, they were flying off the shelves. You couldn't find them anywhere. And I had a place where I could find them, and I was buying them and reselling them.
Oh, I see. And, I got it. Okay, perfect. So it was, wasn't just for, like, personal use, because I'm like, that's a lot of dead ducks that you need to keep cold.
Right. No, but Yeti just, they're already, their business is probably cutting down since everybody's reproducing their coolers. Everybody's reproducing their cubs at fractions of the cost. And then they're going to go and do something stupid like this and cut their business even more.
Yeah, that does seem dumb. Hey, thanks for calling. Susan in Jacksonville, what'd you want to say?
Yes. I wanted to say that if companies would just back off of and do a statement, every single company, you know, like Dick's Sporting Goods and Yeti, who sportsmen use all of these things, they would all just do a blank statement and say, look, we're not going to get into the politics. We're not going to contribute to politicians' coffers anymore in order to get who we want to be in office. And we support the Constitution, and all we want to do is sell our wares. Then they want to send out all of these statements and lose customers.
I agree with you that that would be a great deal, but FedEx actually did that, and they still had to put out a statement because they said, we're not going to cut ties with the NRA. We don't care about people's politics. We're just in it to deliver packages. And guess what? People were all pissed off about that, too. It's a lose-lose situation, really, is what it is. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. Thanks so much for joining me. Man, what if I love that new secret sound game that we were playing. Wait, that may be for the heavy breathing. We got to get that guy like an asthma inhaler. But wait, maybe we'll bring that. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe I'll keep looking around the news and see if we can find some interesting sound bites and some clips and I tried to give away some WOKV travel coffee mugs. But no one figured it out. 340-1045. I got a couple more comments quickly about Yeti. This is Jeff in Jacksonville. Hey, Jeff, what'd you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say that the argument that these companies are doing this at this point in time is financial is pretty weak considering they're getting corporate tax breaks. Company I work for, multi-billion dollar company, we just got over, $5 billion in tax breaks. So for them to say at this point in time when the economy has been weak and terrible for the past 8 years just doesn't wash to me. To me, it stinks political, and I don't think they're going to get away from it. Even the FedEx is the same. People have more expendable money right now and cash, and it's showing with the economy growing, housing is going up. So, explain that to me.
No, you're great, and you're 100% right about that. Why would you get rid of a discount program when you're making more money than ever? Why wouldn't you want to entice more people to buy your products? It is apparently 100% political. And the problem is that people don't realize that political pressure goes both ways. And the political pressure from the right, from the conservative movement, from the supporters of the Second Amendment is just as strong these days. If not stronger than the people on the right. And now we're starting to see some really interesting supporters of the president and of the conservative, lifestyle and the conservative ideals. Kanye West, we talked about him yesterday. Kanye West came out again and said, I love Trump. I love what Candace Owens is saying. Candace Owens is saying that all the, a lot of the myths that the black community is following have been perpetuated by the Democrats so that they could be lifelong voters. But really, it's just enslaving them. And this is exactly the kind of backlash now that the Democrats aren't used to seeing and that the left isn't used to seeing and that companies like Yeti probably didn't expect. They expected to be put up on a pedestal. They expected to be heralded as heroes because guns are bad and the NRA is all about guns and we're not going to support NAR discounts anymore. Little do they realize that the dead fish and the dead fowl that people are putting in their coolers to keep cold and all that beer for all those hunting trips wouldn't be necessary without the NRA in the first place. Great point. 340-1045. Luke in Jacksonville, what'd you want to say?
What's going on, man? First off, Yeti is doing what we in the Deep South call crawfishing. They are backing up as hard as they can go, trying to make it about hunting when everybody knows that the NRA has nothing to do with hunting. It's about the Second Amendment straight up.
Right.
However, interesting point I just found. Pelican Coolers, one of their competitors, they took this opportunity and they said, hey, we're good. We'll give $10 to the NRA for every cooler you purchase. We'll give you a free tumbler. Oh, by the way, we're made in America, not the Philippines. So... yeah, this is going to eat them, and they're not going to be real happy with it.
It's going to be. I mean, look, and here's, and that's the best part about America. That's the best part about America is that we are a capitalist society, and you have competition in the marketplace. And when one of your competitors does something stupid and boneheaded, it is your right and your responsibility to your company, to your stockholders, to your customers, to your family, to take full advantage of that stupidity. And you've got to say, hey, our competitors are dumb. They hate guns. They hate the Second Amendment. And for that reason, they also hate the Constitution of the United States. But we here at such and such cooler company love it so much that we're going to donate money to a great cause. We're going to give you a free travel tumbler. And we are going to stand up and together make America great again. That's what that's what America is all about. That's what a capitalist society is all about. That's how you succeed, by stepping on your competition when they fall down, or in this case, when they just jump on the ground or off of a cliff like Yeti tended to do. You take them and you put their you-know-what in a pair of vice grips. And you just keep squeezing. That's how you become successful in the United States of America today. Listen, I got to go. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have an all-new Marquez show. Whatever happens between now and then, don't worry. We'll cover. Maybe we'll do the Secret Sound again, because that was so much fun. In the meantime, thanks so much for joining me. Download our mobile app so you can send me some open mics, too, because these phone lines fill up, but the open mics, there's no ceiling to how many we can get here in the studio. So definitely take a minute. Go to the iTunes Store or Google Play. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the news, followed by Rush Limbaugh on News 104.5 WOKV. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.